America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't love junior mints. I just don't hate them. I don't understand why they are treated like second-class candy.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Oh, you don't understand why a candy that is basically toothpaste wrapped up in stale chocolate is treated like a second-class candy. All right, I get it. It's a good, valid question.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there a time to change? You know, the three teams I've drafted this year... Second-class candy is pretty good.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
You know, that reminds me, we're not even talking about the most important aspect of all of this, and that is QB1 for the last 4 years, basically. Like, you might want to bench him for Bo Nix this week. I mean, I got a tweet yesterday. I don't know what to do sometimes with start-sit questions. Like, I think everybody who's in the fantasy space gets start-sit questions, and most of the times it's really close, and I'll just check a projection, and they'll be like, that's a tie. Mm-hmm. You have to pick one. But when it's like, the one I got yesterday was Josh Allen or Jaden Daniels against Cleveland. And I responded with, we had a conversation like this last week at one point. This comes down to how you would feel if you benched Josh Allen, mm-hmm. and he was the right choice. And right. that's going to be tough.
Two passing touchdowns and two rushing touchdowns, and you're just like, well, I'm a moron. I benched RoboCop.
Against a Texans team that, like, Sam Darnold carved up.
Right.
So, that's what I told the guy. I think Daniels is respectable here. It's really close, but how are you going to feel if you bench Allen and he has a great day? This week, it's the Jets away, who he's never QB1 at the Jets. And, I mean, look at Flacco. Goes for 350, mm-hmm. you know, just off the couch. And Geno and Darnold and everybody from 5 years ago is putting up numbers that they said you couldn't put up in this NFL.
Yeah. That is, look, we'll see what Houston ends up actually being. But I went into that game expecting them to be vulnerable.
Oh, yeah.
And, what did I say last week? Trevor Lawrence just missed guys. There were guys running behind their secondary. Now, you know, that's Brian Thomas Jr., and that guy doesn't exist on the Bills. But that is not a team that should be able to shut you down. I really don't think. We'll see, again, how the year plays out. I do like their edge guys. But I just thought there was business to be done there. And then that is maybe sneakily, like, as much as we're wrapped up in the communication at the end and what was the objective and run versus pass and all this sort of stuff that, again, I'm not complaining about talking about those subjects. They're perfectly warranted. And I've kind of enjoyed it for the last, you know, whatever, yesterday for a couple hours and today. That's just not a team that Josh Allen should go 9-for-30 against. Oof. In my opinion, I don't know what team in the league he should go 9-for-30 against, but it ain't that one.
Nobody goes 9-for-30 against anybody. It had been 32 years since anybody had a stat line like that. Literally, I thought it would be a high scoring game. Like you, the Bills' offense should be fine here. And I think the Texans' offense should have been fine here. And maybe it would have been had Collins not left. That changed a lot for them, I think. They're not ready to use, like, Tank Dell in a big role. They used Hutchinson. Or is that the Jacksonville guy? I always get Hutchinson and Malik Washington mixed up.
It was Hutchinson.
So, yeah, Washington's Miami. All right, so Xavier Hutchinson. And so he was, like, bigger. He's kind of in that role yesterday and had a couple plays. Plus the Texans, and this is somewhat to the Bills' credit, but they were intercepted with 8 minutes left. Stroud fumbled with like 4.5 minutes left. And then you had the intentional grounding that, I mean, it was outer limits, but in scoring position, that when turnovers happen like that, when you bet the over, I didn't bet it, but I liked it. You know, that's kind of fluky. That's a team that probably... The way the game started, Collins goes out. That's a team that should get in the 30s, and they did not.
Sure looked like it was going to be that kind of game. Sure, but yeah. Stroud, you know, I got some, because I think this came up last week. At one point, I used the phrasing that I guess I had used a lot during the drought, because I had numerous people on social media reminding me about Houston was begging to get beat. That's what I said about, yeah, it did come up last week, because I said that's what they looked like against Jacksonville. They looked like they were just waiting for Jacksonville to take the game, and Jacksonville couldn't do it, largely because their quarterback couldn't hit open guys. And there was some of that yesterday. It wasn't all that. It was a lot of times where nobody got open. But the times that guys did beat their man, Allen was off target. So, yeah, it really, I said it right away yesterday, it would have felt like you escaped with one. And it's weird that it sort of feels like that's what Houston ended up doing. Right? Whoever was going to win that game maybe was going to feel like, whew, we got away with one.
You know, yes, I think, given how things played out at the end, if the game goes to overtime, the loser is ticked. You know, like how many different ways you could, no. Especially Houston.
Right. The interception followed by a fumble, followed by that grounding, like you said. Like, any one of those goes differently. I mean, maybe the biggest failure in the game is the Bills' inability to score from the Houston 15, down 3, and they got to settle for a tying field goal. I mean, good for Bass making a pressure kick, but I'm the Bills. I'm at the 15-yard line with 4 minutes to go. I should be sewing this up.
First down run for 0.
With Mitch Trubisky in the game.
That's right. Second down, Allen for Cook, incomplete. Third down, Allen for Samuel, incomplete. We talked about that play earlier. Couldn't even get it to, like, third and mid, where Allen running is,
right,
like, what you're afraid of as the Texans. I mean, they outgained the Bills by 150 yards, though. Like, that's to my point, to our point, about how they would have felt had they lost.
Right.
Stroud threw for exactly 200 yards more than Allen did. You're at home. That's the team like you've been targeting. You can't lose that game. And they should have.
They really tried. Stroud specifically, really, I mean, those mistakes should have hurt them more than they ended up hurting them, especially the fumble at the 15.
Well, we'll look for your calls here. We've got a few more minutes, 803-0550. The Bills are down kind of bad. They're not down Cleveland Browns bad. The Browns continue to find new depths. Don't they? It always seems that they're at rock bottom and then...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's another game and they go to Washington and they lose by three touchdowns. Watson's not good. That's being kind. Judy drop in the end zone. Watson came off the field on fourth and one, and they took delay of game, but the coach had called for a play. And he just, I don't know exactly what happened, but it sounded like he just didn't run the play. He just walked to the sideline. And Stefanski is covering his mouth, and he sort of tips his head back, like, oh, like, incredible, stuff.
I did not see the sequence. What I read about it, I think it was, it had to be this, that Stefanski ended up having to call for a timeout. They wanted to run a play. The play clock was running down. Watson recognized it. And this is what was said after the game. Again, I don't know that how airtight this is.
Okay,
but like because there was this idea that he walked off like he quit, he gave up. But I think the play clock was running down, and the coach was very aggressive trying to get a timeout called, and did. And Watson recognized that was happening, and that's why it looked the way it looked. He just was like, "Well, we're calling timeout. I'm walking off here." I think.
Okay.
But either way, I mean, his performances have stunk. He might have been decent last week, but you know, they're any other guy that doesn't have a $236 million every single thin Canadian dime of it guaranteed is getting benched.
I think so too. I think that's ownership has got to be the only reason why.
Yeah. And Stefanski even said, like, I talk, you know, it's not uncommon. Like, we all talk. I every big decision that gets made around here, we run it past ownership. So, you can infer what you want from that. I would guess that he has no choice but to keep playing Deshaun Watson because they guaranteed him $236 million.
How does that look on him, though?
Awful.
The coach?
Yeah.
What is he supposed to do? Just get himself fired?
Defy his bosses and get fired, I think.
That's quitting on your team, too.
Yeah, it is. It is.
But he's won Coach of the Year twice.
How in the world can like the other dudes on that team be feeling about all this? I mean, other guys make mistakes too. Judy dropped a sure touchdown, easy touchdown.
I hated his hands on that play.
Yeah.
Just try to cradle it from the side like that.
That's terrible.
I mean, have you ever learned how to play receiver? Did you ever think about learning? All right, let's get a call or two in. Charlie is next. Hi, Charlie. No.
Tough one.
Way to come through. I was liking that one. It said, did not agree with the intentional grounding call. I didn't like the play by Stroud. Again, that's one where he doesn't need the sideline.
No.
You can throw the ball at guy's feet now. It's not even possible to complete that pass, but you get away with it. And here's one where he just sails it to the sideline. That was very costly. Should have been. Wasn't. Should have been costly.
Have you had any questions at all? I've had a few. One, a very lengthy email that, to me, the subject did not warrant the amount of words that I got in an email about it. But, you know, whatever. About not challenging the Cook play or the Kincaid play. Because I didn't think either warranted a review myself.
But I agree, but I did not get an email.
I thought, the Kincaid play, I feel like, here's how I would say it about the Kincaid. You know, does everybody know what play I'm talking about? It was a sideline play. Kincaid, the ball's there. He doesn't catch it cleanly, and he's sort of bobbling it as he falls out of bounds. His feet are in, but he doesn't have control fully, and the ball's moving around as he falls. I felt like if the officials on the spot had called that a catch and Houston challenged it, it would have been overturned. Like that would not have been a catch if they and that's the best way I think I can put it. I don't think it was that close. Like, I realize the ball isn't, he's not juggling it exactly. You know, it's not up in the air. He has it in between his hands the whole time and his, you know, his body, but it's moving almost the entire time, especially as he hits the ground. And to me, that's almost as easy as it gets. That's not a catch. And Cook was not in bounds at all. Yeah, I mean, he had 1 foot in. The rest of his body landed out of bounds. Like, he didn't come close to getting another body part in bounds. So I don't know if fans were out there. Somebody was on hold earlier today, so I'd sort of spring to mind here when that call didn't come through, that wanted to bring it up, and I was ready to give this whole speech, so I'm giving it now, even though nobody really asked. Because I do feel like it is something some fans were hot about yesterday, and I just did not see at all the merit of challenging either of those plays.
McDermott did say after the game that he was told it wasn't worth challenging.
Right.
So the voice in his head from upstairs advised him to not do it.
I would say they got that absolutely right in both cases. Myself, my view of that. And I didn't think either one was that. The Kincaid play, if it had been ruled a catch, I think would have gotten overturned.
This week in primetime, Thursday night is San Francisco at Seattle. Two teams that suffered wow losses at home yesterday. So a little bit like Bills Jets next Monday, what's going on with these two teams? Seattle's had a pretty good season so far, but losing at home to the Giants, come on. Arizona wins in San Francisco. That was a shocker. More survivor carnage. I don't have to tell you.
Yes, thanks for coming. Then re-enters Joe Ostrowski's pool. I'm out in week one.
Man.
With the second biggest favorite on the board all week, I think. Seattle's win percentage was in the 70s.
Yeah, those were the two teams to pick, and they both lost.
Tough.
And so that's Thursday night. Sunday night, Bills are Monday night at MetLife. Sunday night is Bengals-Giants. So both Sunday night and Monday night football will be from the same stadium. I don't like that. Mix it up. Bengals are a story. How about that game?
How much more can Joe Burrow do? I mean, holy cow. Yeah, I lost track of that as we were starting our thing. I was watching the score all day long while we're watching the Bills-Texans game, and I could not – I mean, I knew it was seesaw, so I shouldn't say I couldn't believe it, but, I mean, didn't Cincinnati have 2 10-point leads in the fourth quarter?
Hamilton had a pick. Jackson fumbled on the first possession of overtime. Bengals missed a field goal, and then Henry broke one, and that was it.
It's a pretty short field goal, too. It was not like a long... The one they
the Bengals
missed...
Yeah, it was 50...
Oh, was the long...
51?
It was long, I'm sorry.
Maybe.
Thank you for correcting me.
The Tucker field goal was a chip shot after the Henry run.
That's right.
But
that's
the
right.
Bengals one was... Longer. Tucker made from, I think, 58.
To tie it.
To tie the game in regulation.
These kickers.
Eric Wood joins us every Monday. Football Monday. Centered on Buffalo, his podcast. Check that out. We had the pleasure of speaking with Eric about this game. Also, what went on when Josh Allen got hurt. Eric on that and more coming your way next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.